This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Racial and religious stereotyping are sadly a reality we still have to live with in the United States. You hear that discussed nowadays in light of police shootings of young African-American men or in African immigrant communities across the country that are dealing with another form of discrimination, harassment based on Ebola stigma. And over the weekend, Bay Area African leaders and activists gathered in Oakland to discuss what should be done about it. On Saturday afternoon, around 70 people packed the offices of Priority Africa Network, a community networking organization for Bay Area Africans on Telegraph Road. African art and fabrics adorned the walls. The town hall style event started off with a prayer.
Thank you for reminding us that we have to care for the most unfortunate of our society, including the oppressed, the abused, and the sick.
The message was clear in the title of the event, Africa is More Than Ebola. One of the speakers was Chief Joseph Musa of the Tegloma Sierra Leone community.
Nursing practitioners have been ejected from homes by homeowners, landlords, because they think, you know, they will bring Ebola into the home and everybody will die. So, very unpathetic.
This group has gathered to fight the stigmatization of African immigrants. This stigma is illustrated by what happened to Dr. Thomas Muyunga. He's a Ugandan who lives in San Francisco and was forced to leave his job last month, he says, because of Ebola. Muyunga doesn't have Ebola, nor is he from West Africa, where the current outbreak is centered. Uganda is 2,800 miles away from that outbreak. And what's more, he hasn't been back to Uganda in 2 years. Still, he says, the stigma related to Ebola has touched him personally.
And it's very intrusive and embarrassing and isolating.
Muyunga is a medical doctor by profession, coming from a long line of traditional healers, particularly
a bone mender, because that's the task my clan has done for over 1,500 years.
Bone mending.
Bone mending.
He came from Uganda 3 years ago and ended up in San Francisco working as a home care worker while planning to get into residency. He cared for bed-bound patients and says his clients liked him because he didn't want them to surrender to being bedridden.
And there's this understanding that they can't get out of bed, but I know they can.
Things were going well for Muyunga and his clients for about a month. And then...
Breaking news now at 5, a confirmed case of Ebola on American soil. Right now, a Texas hospital patient is in strict isolation. The Centers for Disease Control confirming that patient in Dallas is the first ever case of Ebola ever diagnosed in the United States.
When this Ebola thing came on the TV, especially the Texas case, one of them told me he is going to call the police because we Africans are giving... Americans Ebola.
He was shocked at what his clients said, but he kept his cool and thought maybe he could turn this into a learning opportunity.
Being who I am, I thought I would talk to him on how Africans are actually more than a disease. They are human beings like any other human being, and they are from, and Africans are, it's not a country, it's a continent of more than 50 countries.
The reasoning didn't work.
He got agitated and said he's going to call the police if I don't move out of the house. After all, I'm giving him Ebola. So I got out of the house.
And it didn't stop there. This client called Muyunga's other client.
When I got to this other client, I knocked. And the first thing the client said, "Who is that?" I said, "I am Muyunga," because that's the name I use. Said, "Oh, no, don't come into my house. You're bringing Ebola. You Africans are bringing Ebola." And I'm like, "Mister, I've been with you for a month and a half and I've managed to get you a certain point of independence. How is it that I've now turned out to be the one who's bringing Ebola to you?" I think that is very abusive and demeaning for people who have even shared. I even told him, "Remember the first time we met, I even lent you money because you hadn't got money and you hadn't got food. I trusted you enough. I bought you food. How come that now you've changed?
How did you feel at that moment?
Very dejected, rejected, and lost.
No clients wanted him in their homes, so he says he was forced to leave the job. A couple weeks later, at a restaurant, another encounter. A group of young men grilled him on whether he was African.
And I said, yes. And they pinned me down. Which part of Africa? I said, well, I come from Africa, and I like to say I come from Africa. But they said, no, we want you to tell us. And sort of they became belligerent.
What Muyunga didn't get, he says, was the lack of empathy. And he says he didn't expect Americans, of all people, to treat him like this.
Because this is a country that is the first world where people are supposed to be well-read. So we expect them to understand, especially if something like Ebola comes up, they should have gone to their computers or even the library to read about Ebola and see or look at a map.
Muyunga says he's heard stories of discrimination from other African immigrants he knows.
One was a lady who ran a very successful hair plaiting salon. And from like 5 clients a day, she used to see a client in a week. And she was told, people fear your place because of Ebola. Parents who had children who were going to various schools, and these children would come back home telling their parents that, hey, you know what, we are laughed at. Even when we do, we go for sports, people shun us, they don't want to play with us.
At this point, he says, he knew something needed to be done, and that this really wasn't just about Ebola. It was deeper, about American perceptions of Africa and Africans.
Something in me said, you know, how much are they suffering? Maybe you need to go out there and be the face. I come from a background that speaks out.
So Muyunga has been speaking out, telling his story to the media and even at a press conference at San Francisco City Hall. Despite his experiences, Muyunga says he's optimistic, not about finding work anytime soon. If all goes well, he wants to start his medical residency, but optimistic about his and his fellow Africans' future in an America that understands them better and is willing to learn about them.
We come to America with love. We come to America with skills. We love this country. We are going to do so much. And so when we are already doing so much to add to what the American dream is.
So you're not angry at America?
No. I can't be angry to my grandchildren. When I was coming here, I had a friend who was telling me, you're going to your grandchildren, because all of us came from Africa. All the world came from Africa, and we are the grandfathers. So I can't be angry to my grandchildren.
We've got the hotline and website to report any Ebola discrimination incidents at kalw.org.